Here is the week in Congressman John Faso news. Votes he took, positions he espoused, and protest rallies and town halls that he attended or not. The 538.com website reports that John Faso currently votes with Donald Trump's positions 85.5% of the time, up slightly from last week.
Chris McKenna is reporting at The Fray. Democrat Antonio Delgado's campaign has announced it raised more than $425,000 during the last 3 months of 2017 for a total of $1.5 million overall. After expenses, Delgado now has more than $1 million on hand. If accurate, this is the largest amount raised by the three Democrats in the 19th congressional district race that previewed their campaign finance reports, which are due to be filed by the end of the month. A total of six Democrats are hoping to challenge first-term Congressman Kinderhook Republican John Faso in the November general election. Other candidates eager to share their fundraising totals were Pat Ryan, who collected $317,000 in the fourth quarter, and Gareth Rhodes, who said he raised more than $150,000. Despite a crowded field, Democrats have been able to raise significant sums. As of the end of September, Delgado and Brian Flynn had more in the bank than Faso, and Ryan nearly the same as the incumbent. Read the full story at The Fray.
The Ulster County Chamber of Commerce says Representative John Faso will speak at the group's January breakfast meeting. Quote, Faso plans to discuss his second-year agenda for improving the local business climate. He is also expected to detail the reasoning behind his vote against the recent tax reform bill, unquote, according to the group's website. The event is at 7:30 a.m. January 25th at the Best Western at 503 Washington Avenue in Kingston, and reservations are required. The cheapest ticket is $25. The event is not listed on Faso's public schedule. Website, which has been blank for several months.
Representative John Faso, Republican from Kinderhook, voted January 17th for a second time to continue to allow the National Security Agency to spy on Americans without a warrant. Just like last week, the vote was 256 to 164. The bill continued an expiring law that permits the government without a warrant to gather communications of foreigners abroad from United States firms such as Google and AT&T, even when they're talking to Americans. The bill was voted on a second time after it got Senate approval January 16th, with both New York Senators Chuck Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand voting against.
Faso continued his bickering with Governor Andrew Cuomo this week on Twitter, this time criticizing Cuomo's budget proposal, writing, quote, Governor Cuomo's solution to the New York State having one of the highest state and local tax burdens in the country, add another $1 billion in new taxes and fees. We need to focus on adding more jobs, not more taxes, unquote. But also on Twitter, he found common ground with Cuomo, who did not like how the Republican tax plan that Faso voted against raised taxes on New Yorkers. Cuomo had been urging New Yorkers to pay their taxes before the new year to get deductions that the Republicans had taken out, and Faso this week backed legislation to help that cause. Quote, I joined a bipartisan coalition of my colleagues in introducing legislation to allow individuals who paid any or all of their 2018 property taxes in 2017 to deduct them on their current 2017 tax bill, regardless of when the taxes were assessed, unquote, he wrote on Twitter.
Representative John Faso, the Republican of Kinderhook, voted for a short-term government funding bill late January 18th, which passed 230 to 197. The bill, if it passes the Senate and is signed by the president, would keep the government running through March. But passing the Senate and getting the president's signature are totally unknowns. The Senate voted late January 18th to continue debate on the House bill Friday. Current government funding expires at midnight January 19th, and Republican leaders have not said they have any backup plans if the bill fails.
And Representative John Faso, Republican of Kinderhook, voted to table a motion to impeach President Donald Trump on January 19th. The measure to table impeachment passed 355 to 66. All the votes not to table the measure were from Democrats.